Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School for quarter number two, the Division 3A State Championship, Rancho Cotati Cougars versus the Bakersfield Christian Eagles.
And good
zero
news.
0-0 here after the first quarter.
Good news is after that blind first quarter, we have the scoreboard back now. It's going to make life a little bit easier up here in the booth. But it looks like Rancho's going to punt right before we went to break. I asked if they were going to be going for it. Looks like Hodling just doesn't want to roll the dice just yet.
Well, the football at the Rancho Cotati Cougars' own 42-yard line, I think it's the best option. The snap is good. Jared, the Night Stalker's kick is a nice high kick. Chris Gutierrez is going to catch it. He's backpedaling. He's trying to get around the corner, and he's not going to get there, but he gets away from tacklers.
Oh, my goodness.
And he broke three or four tacklers, and he's finally going to be pushed out of bounds. Wow, Chris Gutierrez, again, tackling may be the Achilles heel here of the Cougars. As Chris Gutierrez took that football, he backpedaled 20 yards.
And Mancarini coming up a little ginger there. Looks like he literally got his ankle broken by Gutierrez, who, yeah, started running backwards about 20 yards, got into his own 3-yard line, and decided to cut it back in something that you would see Reggie Bush do back in his days at USC.
When Gutierrez caught the football, he was able to get back to right about the spot where he caught the football. As Jeff mentioned, he had backpedaled 20 yards, and when he didn't break those tackles, he would have been down inside the five. But the Eagles take over their third possession in the game, the football right at their own 21-yard line. We're in the second quarter here. The ball's handed off to David Stevenson. He's trying to get around the right end, and he's going to be stopped for a one-yard loss.
Number 53, Mahalis Santorinos there on the tackle. Again, Mama, there goes that man. He's just in on every play on defense, it seems like, Nick.
Gino Mancarini stays on the field. He looks like he's okay. Shook off the ankle injury. Second down and 11. A loss of one on that run by Stevenson. Football placed just inside their own 20. Gamboni in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Looks to the left. Wants to throw. Now he's got pressure. And he gets get rid of the ball, and it goes incomplete. A good job by Dominic Gamboni. Before he got sacked, he was able to find a receiver in the right flat, threw it at his feet for an incomplete pass.
And that was almost a coverage sack there. And you say coverage sack, but the DBs can't make the sack and cover the wide receivers. Jack Reese was doing such a great job of guarding that screen pass and anticipating the play that it allowed for the defensive line to get the pressure, although it seemed like he had all day in the backfield before he eventually threw the ball away.
Third down and 11. The Cougar fans are engaged. Gamboni in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Dropping straight back. There's a screen play set up by the Eagles, and it's a good play. Let's see if... And coming up to make the tackle, number 22, Dimitri Johnson. A solo tackle, and he needed it, Jeff.
A great tackle there by Dimitri Johnson. I was looking in the backfield. It looked like Gamboni had been shoved there, potentially. Almost a roughing the passer call. But fortunately, it was not called.
That's going to force a punt. That's going to force a punt. Standing at his own 7-yard line is Ben Jarosik. Jarosik punted last time and had a booming kick. This one's not as far. It's high, and it's going to hit right, and it's going to go out of bounds.
And who makes the catch but Coach Garrick Hodling on the sideline there. The man does it all.
And he took a knee. He downs it right there on the sideline, right at the 50. Actually, they're going to put it inside the 50 at the 45. A great catch by the fans. We all got a kick out of it.
Everybody loved it.
Well,
his team loved
Garrick.
It, too.
Yeah, with his clipboard in his hands, able to make the catch and down it inside the 50. So the Cougars will take over here. The football... And now they have inside the, it's going to be right at the 45-yard line of Bakersfield Christian. And again, the clock, we're having a lot of troubles with the scoreboard. Okay, did we? We'll get an update from Cardinal Newman when it comes in there. Just down the road, Cardinal Newman and El Camino playing for the Division III AA State Championship. Paul Mayo Torino will get us a report when he can. The Cougars take over here right at the start of the second quarter, and it's a 0-0 ball game here in the Division 3A State Championship. Football placed at the 45-yard line of the Eagles. Jared the Night Stalker's in the shotgun. He's been there all night, and I expect him to be there all night. Rashid Rankin right behind him. And there's going to be a timeout. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship presented by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Quick, Sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, hmm? Yeah.
But
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School, the Division 3A State Championship. The Cougars and the Eagles, scoreless right now. Start of the second quarter, we do have a problem with the scoreboard, so we don't know the exact time. The officials are keeping that now. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Rankin gets the football. He comes up the middle, and after a three-yard gain, he's down. Eagles doing a great job so far of controlling the line of scrimmage.
They're doing a fantastic job of slowing Rankin down, although I will say on his past couple carries here, it looks like he's getting ready to bust something off here kind of big.
That's how Rashid Rankin does it. Very patient runner. When he finds a hole, he's going to bust through it, and he's going to go. Second down and seven. Football at the Eagles' 43-yard line. Jared the Nightstalker again. Hands up. Now he fakes it. There's a little screen out to the right to DeMont Johnson, and he's coming upfield. And there's a big game by Dimitri Johnson.
Dimitri Johnson with a stiff arm there on number two, Ronnie Simrell. There's just no way that Simrell with that size is going to be able to bring down Johnson by himself. He's like a bowling ball or a Mack truck or something once he gets going.
Johnson, just a junior, 6 foot, 225 pounds. Jared faked the handoff to the Diesel, threw quickly out to the flat, and Johnson did a nice job of making yardage an athlete in space, and he did it all on his own. First and 10, the football at the 25-yard line of the Eagles. The Cougars are marching. Jared the Night Stalker looks over to Garrick Hotaling, one receiver right, one receiver left. First and 10, Cougars. Ball's handed. Now he fakes it. He's throwing for the end zone, and he's open. Touchdown, Jack Reese. Jared the Night Stalker threaded the needle. A 25-yard touchdown pass. Stalker to Reese, and the Cougars have struck for a touchdown.
What a throw. What a catch. Jared Stalker doing a great job of selling that play action. Reese getting around the defender, catching it in stride in the corner of the end zone. That was textbook drawn up. I'm sure when Hodling dreamt that play at its first inception, I'm pretty sure that's how it was designed to go.
Jared the Night Stalker threaded the needle on a beautiful 25-yard pass to Jack Reese. Jack caught it at the 6-yard line and ran into the end zone. Alex Sandoval lining up. The snap is good. The hold is good. And the kick is good. Rancho Cotati leads Bakersfield Christian 7-0. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship from Rancho Cotati, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Jared the Night Stalker just hit Jack Reese on a 25-yard touchdown pass, and the Cougars are on the board, leading 7-0 over the Bakersfield Christian Eagles. Kicking off right now is Alex Sandoval for the Cougars. Deep is their freshman, Crizzy. The ball's dropped, picked up, and he's going to has to be out on the 20. The football was taken in the end zone, and he's going to have to, yes, it's going to be brought out to the 25-yard line.
And there's a player down for Rancho. It looks like it's number 42, Gino Mencarini.
Gino struggling a little bit. Let's hope it's not that ankle. He stayed in there in the last series after that.
The helmet is off, so he will have to come off the field for one play.
Yep, very good call, Jeff. Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, with the Godfather Joe Pasquini in the studio. They're still in the first quarter at Cardinal Newman High School. We'll get an update here soon from Paul Mayo Tarina. The Mayo man is in down at Cardinal Newman, and he'll be keeping us updated throughout the game.
Go ahead.
If you're just joining us, the first quarter was scoreless, 0-0, and in the second quarter here, and the scoreboard is back on. There's 9:25 remaining here in quarter number two. Jack Reese, a 25-yard touchdown reception, and here are the Eagles starting at their own 20. The ball's passed. It's a little short pass, and he's going to be tackled and brought down immediately. Ben Jurasek caught the pass, but he's going nowhere, and the Cougars are doing a good job so far of keeping an eye on Jurasek.
It's that defense of the Cougars that's holding firm. And speaking of which, Mencarini walked off the field under his own power. I see him on the sideline there. His helmet's back on. It looks like he's just waiting for the go from Coach Hodling.
A gain of two on the play. Second down and eight. Football at the Eagles' own 22-yard line, trailing 7-0. Gamboni gets the snap. Now he's going to throw long down the field, and the ball is dropped. Gianni Gigolo was guarding him. The wide receiver, Ronnie Simrell, wanted the penalty. Did you think there may have been one?
I got to be completely honest there, Nick. It looked like Giglielo was holding on to his fanny pack, which he's now or hand warmer, which he's just now taken off. And, I mean, you know, if the officials didn't see it, then they can't call it.
Yeah, maybe one play a little late there, huh? A little late getting that off there because Simrell had broken over the middle of the field. The pass was thrown very nicely where only Simrell could catch it. But he was just a step short. That's going to bring up a third down, and there's going to be a timeout on the field. A timeout on the field here by the Eagles. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship from Rancho Cotati, presented by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati here for the Division 3A State Championship. Rancho Cotati leading Bakersfield Christian 7-0. 8 minutes and 44 seconds remaining in quarter number two. The Eagles with a big third down and seven with the football at their own 23-yard line. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Gamboni in the shotgun gets the snap. He's got time. Now he throws long down the sideline. And the ball is
caught.
Going to be caught. Simrell went up and took the ball away. It's going to be a completion as he took the football away from
Alex Sandoval. Went up there, and it was just a jump ball opportunity, and it looked like both of them came down with a catch at the same time, but in baseball, tie base goes to the runner. In football, I guess a tie catch, that goes to the receiver.
Alex Sandoval was in excellent position for the Cougars, but that's a big play for the Eagles. First and 10 for the Eagles now that they're at the 41-yard line. There's a penalty on the play. False start on the Eagles is going to push them back. There was a little bit of confusion on the play for the Cougars. The Eagles tried to hurry up to the line of scrimmage as the football was placed at the 41-yard line of Rancho Cotati after the big pass reception by Simrell.
And if you're Sandoval, you got to keep your head up because you did a great job of defending that pass. It was just a great pass, and the receiver went up and just made the play.
That might be one where Alex Sandoval wants to try to bat it away instead of trying to intercept it. First and 10 for the Eagles. The football now in Rancho Cotati territory at the Rancho 46-yard line. First and 15 for the Eagles, trailing 7-0. Gamboni has plenty of time. Again throws long. And that ball's going to be intercepted by Jack Reese down the right sideline. Jack Reese coming up the middle with a 15-yard return, and he's put down. And there's a fumble. Reese has fumbled on the return.
There's also a penalty flag. It looks like it might be for a late hit.
Let's see. The officials are going to try to figure it out. Jack Reese made the interception. The pass by Gamboni was way off of the target. Reese came up the field. As he veered to the middle of the field, he was grabbed and thrown down. The ball coughed up at some point in time. The Eagles recovered it, but there was a flag on the play, and let's see what it is.
And now if this is unnecessary roughness after the play or unsportsmanlike conduct, then I think it might still be Rancho's ball because that might have been what knocked the ball loose.
The football's going to be placed at the Rancho Cotati 38-yard line.
And they're giving it back to Bakersfield Christian. Gamboni gets lucked out there because he did it. That was a I don't want to be too critical of the high school kids, but that was a terrible throw. He telegraphed it. It looked like he looked right at Jack Reese and said, I'm throwing you the football.
Jack Reese with the interception and the turnover. Starts Bakersfield Christian now at Rancho's 38-yard line, first and 10. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Gamboni throws quickly out in the flat to Ronnie Simrell. Simrell eludes two tacklers, and he finally goes down. Reese. Jack Reese had an option for a tackle, and so did Alex Sandoval, but Simrell got away from both of them before he finally stumbled and went down.
Credit Jack Reese on the shoestring tackle there, potentially stopping a first down, or what could have been more.
A loss of one on the play. Second down and 11. Football at Rancho's 39-yard line. The Cougars leading 7-0. 7 minutes and 8 seconds remaining here in the first half. Gamboni in the shotgun, two receivers right, two receivers left. Again, he's going to pass. Throws out in the flat. Wide open is Chris Gutierrez. And he breaks two tackles, and he goes down the sideline. And there's a penalty. It looks like a push in the back on Ronnie Simrell. He came up. Ronnie really didn't need to make that. It's going to bail out the Cougars, so but again, poor tackling.
Credit the official. He flung that flag about 25 yards right for to hit the spot of the infraction. But, yeah, Bakersfield Christian, that penalty is just going to nip that right in the butt. And Rancho, again, it's a very good defense, but it's also a defense that's getting very lucky tonight too. So you just want to keep riding that for as long as you can.
Remember that old saying you said earlier.
Better to be lucky than good.
I love
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That's going to force it back. A big play by Chris Gutierrez. Chris Gutierrez, 5'5", played basketball his first year at Bakersfield Christian, and then he came out for football, and he's done an excellent job, very good job. On our next break, we'll get an update from Cardinal Newman. That's going to force the Eagles back. A big play taken away from the Eagles. It's going to set up a second down and 20. The football right at midfield.
6:50 remaining in the second quarter. And if you're Bakersfield Christian, you just want to get something going here, get some points up on the board before halftime.
Gamboni in the shotgun's been throwing the ball very nicely. The Cougars need to get a little more pressure on Gamboni. He's been standing back there with a lot of time. With the receiving crew he's got, Simrell, Jurasek, the whole crew out there, they've got second down and 20. Eagles lining up over the end of the huddle right now as Gamboni comes back on the field. He was talking to his coach, Darren Carr, on the sideline. Eagles break the huddle and come to the line of scrimmage. Football right at midfield. Gamboni in the shotgun, two receivers right, two receivers left. He's going to pass. He's got time. Now he throws long down the right sideline, and the ball's just overthrown. Gianni Gigolo was right on the defender. He didn't see the football, but the pass went over the hands. An incomplete pass.
Number 13, Tyler Carr, the intended receiver on the play. And it looks like the officials are just going to let him battle it out in the secondary. A lot of hand fighting going on. There's some pulling and pushing on the jerseys. Nothing absolutely egregious to where the flag would need to be thrown. But you could tell it's a championship game and they're letting the kids play.
I agree with you 100%, Jeff. That was exactly well said. Third down and 20. the football at midfield, and now coming onto the field, and we're going to get a timeout. So we're going to send it back to Joe Pasquini for an update from Cardinal Newman's game.
This is Paul Maturina reporting live for KSRO from Division III AA Football Championships here at Cardinal Newman High School. Hey, we have a good one brewing here, Nick. A lot of scoring early. Cardinal Newman got on the board first, coming off an interception by Justin LaFranchi. Gave him the ball at the 23-yard line. And then they, three plays later, they got a run from big Shane Moran in for 2 yards, put him up 7-0. And then they struck back. Kaya Reed to Jacob Cartwright for a 78-yard pass to guide him into pay dirt, tied up at 7-7. And then Jackson Pavitt on the ensuing drive hit a 58-yard quarterback keeper and scored with 2:14 left in the first quarter. So right now we're all knotted up at 14-7. Cardinal Newman taking the lead. Back to you, Nick, in the friendly city of Rona Park.
Thank you, Paul Maturina from Cardinal Newman. We're back here at Rancho Cotati High School. Third down and 20. The Eagles with the football, trailing 7-0. Gamboni, the quarterback for the Eagles in the shotgun, gets the snap, drops back. He's got time. He's got a lot of time. He throws over the middle, and the ball's caught. Gamboni with a nice completion that's going to be tackled and taken down. Ronnie Simrow with the catch inside the 35-yard line. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 31-yard line of the Cougars. That's going to force a fourth down and a long three. Fourth and three for the Eagles, and they're going to go for it. This is absolutely was two-down territory. A big completion. Here's the biggest play of the game so far, Jeff Woodworth. Eagles lining up. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Gamboni's going to pass. Throws long. Simrell out in front. The ball's knocked away by Jack Reese.
And Jack Reese did a great job. That was an instance we were talking about Sandoval where you just knock it down. Just knock it down. You don't need the glory. You've already got the interception already earlier in the game. Just knock the ball down, turn the ball over, bring it back to your offense, and let's get something going.
Excellent decision and well described, Jeff Woodworth. Jack Reese could have intercepted that ball. He was in position to make an interception, but wisely batted it down, and I was a little bit interested in the call, in the pass that Gamboni, he had a receiver out of the left flat that was open. He might have given it to that athlete and let him try to get the 3 yards. He decided to go for the touchdown, and Jack Reese denied it. First and 10 for the Cougars. They took take over at their own 31-yard line.
Bakersfield Christian's just committed to testing Jack Reese at every turn on the defensive side, and he's standing firm.
The ball is snapped to Jared the Night Stalker, hands it to Rasheed Rankin, and he's stopped after no gain. Right now, the offensive line, Justin Zhang, Oren Piombo, Mahala Santorinos, Devin Lopes, and Michael Cruz have got to do a better job of opening up a crease for the Diesel. The defensive line for the Eagles is controlling the line of scrimmage right now. The Diesel's had several carries. His biggest gain has been 3 yards so far. Second down and 10. Football right at the 30-yard line of the Cougars. Jared the Night Stalker is going to throw out, and it open, and he's caught, and he drops the football. And there's a hit, a helmet-to-helmet hit.
Number 28, David Stevenson, breaking up the pass that was intended for number 34, Jordan Broderick. But, yeah, he hit a defenseless receiver, and that looks like there's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct as somebody said something to an official. So now you could tack on what was going to be 15 yards and now tack on 30 yards here.
There's that composure you were talking about before, Jeff Woodward. That was exactly what happened. The player on the field lost his composure. On the play, Broderick had a chance for the catch. The pass was a little low, and as he reached down to grab the football, the defender came up, and they struck helmet to helmet. It was totally he didn't try to do it.
It was unintentional. It was just a product of the play.
But still a helmet to helmet. I think we could all see that that was what happened, and unfortunately that's the call. You've got to protect the players, and the penalty alone would have given the Cougars a first down. They're going to mark it off from the 50-yard line, let's see. It's going to be a first down and 10, no doubt, for the Cougars.
And if you're Coach Carr, you've got to have a discussion with your defense that you just can't have that. You're having a tough enough time stopping this Rancho Cotati offense. You can't shoot yourself in the foot like that.
We're having some scoreboard problems. Again, I cannot tell you how much time remains here in quarter number two. Rancho Cotati leading Bakersfield Christian 7-0. This is the Division 3A state championship. Just got the report from Paul Mayo Torino down the road. Cardinal Newman leading El Camino after one quarter, 14-7 there in the Division 3 AA state championship. Never before in the history of Sonoma County has two teams hosted state championships, and we got it going on the same day. Unbelievable. And there's the penalty. After they mark off the big penalty, the ball's going to be placed inside the 40-yard line now of the Eagles. First and 10, Cougars. The ball will be placed at the 39-yard line.
What a break for Rancho Cotati.
Jared the Night Stalker in the shotgun. One receiver right, one receiver left. The diesel shifts to the right. Jared the Night Stalker looking over the defense. Four down linemen for the defense for the Eagles with three linebackers. Rashid goes in motion. Jared the Night Stalker finds a hole, comes up the middle, and he gains 2 yards. Looked like a bigger hole, but the defense of the Eagles closed it up quickly. After a gain of two, Jared the Night Stalker is put down to the ground.
Looked like that was a designed run, a pump fake out for a screen pass, and then a quarterback keeper up the middle. And you had Ben Eurosek sniff that out and bring down Stalker after a gain of two.
Second down and a long eight. The football inside the 37-yard line. Second down here for the Cougars. They're trying to get some more points, leading 7-0. Rashid Rankin shifts to the right. Jared fakes the pass, and incoming from his left end is Ben Eurosek, and Eurosek bats it down now. The Cougars, Garrick Hotaling had mentioned they were going to try to double-team Eurosek, and he must have just blasted through two offensive linemen because he was in there real quick and batted away.
There is no stopping someone like that. You can only merely try to slow them down.
Third down and nine. I don't believe this is two-down territory, especially if you're leading 7-0 in this game. Field position's a key. Unless the Cougars can pick up 8 yards and make it a short two. Third down and nine. Rashid shifts to the left. Jared's going to pass. And he's going to get away. Now he throws a little pass and it's caught. Johnny Gigolo. And he's going into the... He's brought down. That was all Jared the Night Stalker. The quarterback scrambled to his left. Looked like he was going to be tackled. A little jump pass to Johnny Gigolo, who caught the football and went up yards, 17 yards, and he's brought down inside the five. They're going to place it at the three.
You know, Nick, we've been watching Stalker for so long, and at first I thought he reminded me of Kyler Murray as Coach Hodling sprints down the sideline to call a timeout. I thought at first he reminded me of a Kyler Murray, but it's more of anything. He's got the pocket awareness of like a Russell Wilson, and I think you see right there on that bootleg as he goes around and he's able to extend the play, make something happen, and then eventually hit his receiver, Johnny, downfield. There's something about his poise under pressure that I don't feel like he gets enough credit for it.
No, I agree with you 100%. Poise under pressure. I love that when you say that because that's what there was a lot of pressure on Jared. He was able to roll out to the left, and it looked like a jump pass. And Russell Wilson, it was very similar to Russell Wilson as he's able to find his way amongst a lot of pressure. A big play, and Gianni Gigolo looked like he was going to streak into the end zone, but he was pushed out of bounds.
But
credit
the Bakersfield Christian defense there, especially the D-line. He has no time in the pocket whatsoever. They're doing a great job dictating their pace of play, muscling up, getting a jump on the snaps, and Stalker's just forced to improvise. Fortunately for Rancho, he's pretty darn good at it.
Yeah. This is where the Cougars have got to make sure that they step on the neck and get the touchdown. First and goal, the football placed inside the five. Let's put it at the four. First and goal, Cougars. They're in their four horsemen, their black ops. Rashid Rankin's going to take the snap. He's coming up the middle, and he's stopped after a gain of one.
Met at the line by number 56, Dylan Parcher, and he was having none of that play whatsoever. Put the kibosh on it real quick.
One of the few players on the field that's big enough to take down the diesel one-on-one. He bear hugged him and threw him down at the line of scrimmage. Second down and goal from the four. The Cougars stay in the black ops. Rashid, the Rankin in the shotgun, gets the snap, comes up the middle, finds a little hole, but he's going to be stopped short. The ball's going to be inside the two. Third down, they're going to put it right at the 1.5 yard line. Third and goal for the Cougars, leading 7-0. I can't give the time because the scoreboard is off. Going back into the game now is Jared Stocker. Third down. I got to believe this is two down territory. Or would you think about a field goal to get that extra point?
You are this close knocking on the door. You got to punch it in. Unfortunately, you couldn't do it with your Black Ops package, so Stalker's back out there.
Jared the Night Stalker tries to come up the middle on a quarterback sneak. Let's see. We're waiting for a signal. It's close.
They're
and there
it.
Is the touchdown signal, as you can hear from the fans of Rancho Cotati. Jared the Night Stalker plunges into the end zone. Touchdown Cougars.
Now credit that touchdown to his backs there, because Stalker did take the snap, started leaning forward, looked like he was stopped initially, and then he got a push from about four of his running backs in the backfield there to help him get across the line for the touchdown.
The center, Justin Zhang, the two guards, Piombo and Santorinos, had their way up in the middle, and they get the touchdown. The Cougars lining up for the extra point. The snap's good. The hold's good. The kick is... it's good! And Rancho Cotati has extended their lead 14-0 over the Bakersfield Christian Eagles. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship presented by Buck Stoves Pools and Spas.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions, so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. As the Cougars, on a one-yard quarterback sneak by Jared Stalker, have taken a 14-0 lead here at the Division 3A State Championship. 14-0 over the Eagles. Getting ready to kick off is Alex Sandoval. Deep for the Eagles is their freshman, Crizzy. He had a great return, Krishan Crizzy. And Crizzy's going to take the football at the one-yard line. He comes up the middle. He veers to the right. Eludes two tacklers. He's still not down. And finally at the 27-yard line, he's put down, a 26-yard return.
Kizzy is so shifty. That kid can scoot like nobody's business. And it's a good job by Rancho Cotati's kickoff coverage there, getting him under wraps, because that's no easy task.
Dominic Gamboni, the quarterback for the Eagles, has done a very good job of finding receivers. On their last drive on a fourth down and three, decided to go for it all, and pass was broken up by Jack Reese at the goal line. The Cougars need to get some pressure on Gamboni. He's standing back there. You can tell he can throw the football. Again, he's back to pass. Throws quickly out in the flat. The ball's completed to Jurosic, and he's tackled after a three-yard gain.
Johnny Gigleglo and Mahala Santorinos there teaming up to make a tackle on the play.
Second down and five. Cougars defense now. 10 consecutive quarters without allowing a point. Playing excellent football. Second down and five. Gamboni in the shotgun. Drops back. Again, plenty of time. Throws out in the flat. Complete to Simrel. And he's going to be tackled.
Sandoval and Reese teaming up on the tackle right there. Reese really did bite. Thought he was going deeper on the play. Simrel was able to come back and make the catch. And he looks to be a little shaken up.
Simrel is a very dangerous receiver.
Looks to be his right shoulder.
20 yards of reception on this season. Let's send it back to Joe. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship from Rancho Cotati, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas. All right, I guess we're going to keep it right here. Got a player down. 14-0, Rancho Cotati leading the Bakersfield Christian Eagles. Ronnie Simrell on the ground after his reception.
He helped up to his own feet. He will walk off under his own power. It appears to be that right shoulder.
Simrell, a very dangerous wide receiver, averaging 20 yards a reception on the season.
A pivotal part of this Bakersfield Christian offense today, too.
Walking off under his own power. Gamboni, the quarterback, throws a very nice pass. I'm very impressed with the quarterback, Dominic Gamboni, a senior. This is his first year as a starter for the Eagles. Has a lot of nice receivers on the team. Rancho Cotati has got to get some pressure on him. They have not been able to. He's been standing back there, being able to pick his targets.
Easier said than done.
First and 10 for the Eagles. The football at their own 42. And now the coming through. Gamboni throws out in the flat, and he throws it low.
Mahalis Santorino's heard what you were saying there, Nick. Blew up the right up the middle in pursuit of Gamboni. Was just short of bringing him down for a sack. Forces a less than ideal throw from Gamboni.
Yeah, a smart play by Gamboni. Threw the ball to the receiver's feet. There was well covered with Chris Gutierrez out in the flat. Santorinos came through an open hole. Obviously, he blitzed. He's the linebacker. Found a hole and came through and forced Gamboni to get rid of it. Second down and 10. The football at the Eagles' own 41-yard line. They're trailing 14-0. Midway through the second quarter, the Division 3A state championship. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Gamboni gets it, throws quickly out in the flat. It's complete. Just short of the first down, and the Cougars come up and do an excellent job of gang tackling.
Number 13, Tyler Carr on the catch there, but he looked like a newborn baby deer out on the ice. He just couldn't get his feet underneath him. And that assisted Rancho coming up there to make the tackle, bring him just short for third down.
Santorino's coming over from the middle of the field, wiping him out. Third down and 2. The football at the Eagles' own 49-yard line. They have not run the ball recently, and they're going to keep passing. Gamboni's got plenty of time. Now he's looking downfield. He throws real long, and the ball's caught. Oh. The defensive back, Alex Sandoval, did not see the football. He was face guarding, and the catch was made by Chris Gutierrez, and a substantial gain. The ball's going to be put down inside the Rancho Cotati 20.
Sandoval looking for an offensive pass interference there, but credit Gutierrez doing a great job of using his body to get in front of his defender, meet the ball in the air, and yeah, Sandoval just lost track of where that ball was in coverage.
Alex Sandoval, the soccer player, coming over to play and throwing for the end zone now, and the ball's hopped, and it's going to be a pass interference. Throwing for Jurosik in the end zone. The pass was over his head and out of bounds.
You had
Jurosik going to get the football. Ben Jurosik going to get the football that was incomplete. There's going to be a pass interference on Rancho Cotati, it appears.
Ty Paletti and Anthony Scardina, two of the bigger players that they have on their defense, still not able to keep up with Jurosik, who looked like he was ready to come down with a touchdown grab.
Gamboni threw a laser across the middle of the field. Threw it high where only the 6'5" Jurosik could grab it. No defense for that. The ball goes incomplete, but the personal foul, the penalty on the secondary, is going to give first down and 10. It's going to be first and goal for the Eagles. The football at the Rancho Cotati 9-yard line. Let's see if the Eagles can get the touchdown that they sorely need. Rancho Cotati's defense wants to bend but not break. The snap is to Gamboni. He's looking, throwing for the end zone. And it's knocked away. A beautiful pass by Gamboni. Undercutting the play was Alex Sandoval. And the ball goes off of Chris Gutierrez's hands as he falls into the end zone. Incomplete pass. Second down and goal from the 9.
Sandoval getting his shot at redemption there after getting beat on the play before the penalty. Able to break up the pass. Good job.
Second and goal from the 9 for the Eagles. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Strictly throwing the football right now is Dominic Gamboni. Again, wants to drop back. Thrown for the end zone. And the ball's caught. And there's a penalty on the play. Let's see if there's an illegal pick. There may be an illegal pick on the play. I could see that there was an illegal pick as Ben Jurosik went around the right corner of the end zone. He was wide open, and you wonder why.
Number 13, Tyler Carr, pleading with the official, now looking to his coach, saying, no, 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 it's not me. I didn't do it, and it looks like the officials aren't having any of it.
And I believe there was an illegal pick because Jurosik, who was playing tight end, went around the right side and up the end zone, was wide open, caught the ball in the end zone for a touchdown for the Eagles, and you got to wonder how he got so wide open.
Oh, it appears that it's going to be called on Rancho.
Okay.
Plot twist.
All right, they're taking it off, and it's a touchdown for the Eagles. We're going to line up for the extra point. It makes the score 14-6.
Coach Hodling has been signaling for a timeout for the past 30 seconds here, waiting for the officials to notice.
Garrett Hodling wants to get a timeout here. Let's see. Timeout for the Cougars. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship from Rancho Cotati, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check them out online at shirt123.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Bakersfield Christian Eagles have just got a touchdown pass from Gamboni to Jurosik and have cut the lead to 14-6. They're lining up for the extra point. That's the first touchdown that the Cougars defense has allowed in 10 quarters. They shut out their last two opponents, Las Lomas and Sierra, and gave up a touchdown late here in the second quarter. 14-6. The extra point looming.
Number 9, Julius Salinas, back to take the kick.
The snap is high. The kick is placed, and it's good. What a job by the place. The placeholder there did a nice job. David Stevenson got the snap, placed it down, and did an excellent job. And that point is good. We're going to make it 14-7. The Cougars leading the Eagles.
Now, credit the holder there, because when you're holding a football, you're not actually looking to see if the laces are going to be out. You're just catching it. You can only really cover about two-thirds of the football with your hand to get a feel for it. So at that point, you're guessing when you bring the ball down and spin it for your kicker. Now, a great job by the holder there, Stevenson, having the presence of mind to remain calm, grab the ball up high, even snapped a little high, bring it back down and spin it just right.
Yeah, that was a huge point too, Jeff. 14-6 and 14-7, a whole big difference there. 14-6 would have forced the Eagles to go for a two-point conversion possibly at some time in this game. Again, we don't know how much time remaining here in quarter number two. We've had a lot of scoreboard problems throughout the game. The Eagles will be kicking off. Dropping back deep is Jaden Herrera and Jack Reese for the Cougars. Julius Salinas getting ready to kick off. Now, they're going to move the football up to the 50-yard line. That was due to the penalty on the touchdown pass from Gamboni to Jurosik. I wonder if they might not try for an onside kick here. What would you – no guts, no glory.
Well,
trailing 14-7.
If we had a better idea of how much time was left in the half, I would probably be able to green light the situation a little bit more, but it looks like they're just going to give it a nice deep kick.
I wouldn't be surprised here. I don't think Rancho Cotati's in any position for an onside kick, that's for sure. Five men up front, the kick is driven. It's a high kick. It's going to be short, taken by Jack Reese at the 7-yard line. Jack coming up the field trying to find a hole, and he's going to get to the 16-yard line before he's down. That's Ty Paletti on the return. First and 10, Cougars leading 14-7 midway through the second quarter, and that's just a guess on the time in the second quarter. Jared the Night Stalker brings the Cougars out onto the field. 14-7, a very important drive for the Cougars as Dominic Gamboni is starting to find his way there. The Cougars haven't been able to get any kind of a pass rush on Gamboni, and that young man can throw the football, there's no doubt.
That kid
and
can
according
sling.
To this lineup here, it looks to me like there must be just a little bit of time left in the half as the Cougars are in their victory formation on a kneel down, and it looks like they're going to be happy to go ahead. They will receive the kickoff to start the second half, and it looks like they're going to go ahead and take a knee and run out the quarter here, Jeff.
Smart play. If you know that you're going to get the ball in the second half, might as well just take and ride high what you've done in the first half. Yeah, you gave up a late touchdown here, but you're so far back in your own side of the field that there's no point in trying to string together a drive when the clock's dwindling.
Yep, another kneel down. Clock is running, and that looks like it's going to do it for the first half here. Rancho Cotati Cougars leading the Bakersfield Christian Eagles 14-7 in the Division 3A state championship from Rancho Cotati. Presented by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Want small-town dental care with big city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140, Forestville Family Dentistry.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy, so you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see what you think. Or better yet, hear what you think. Kenwood Hearing Centers. Because if someone in your house is telling you,
geez, turn that down. Don't you think it's a little loud?
They should be telling you to call Kenwood Hearing Centers at 789-9191. 789-9191. Kenwood Hearing Centers. Because the sounds of life are too good to miss. Online at goodhearing.com. Goodhearing.com.
Quick, Sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
Mm-hmm. You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, hmm? Yeah.
But?
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But...
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School for the Division 3A State Championship. We're at halftime. The Cougars are leading the Bakersfield Christian Eagles 14-7. Rancho jumped off to a 14-0 lead, scoring two touchdowns in the second quarter. On their last possession, the Eagles went down the field, got a touchdown pass from Gamboni to their star player, Ben Jurosic, for a touchdown. The extra point was good, and it's 14-7. We had an update earlier from Cardinal Newman. They had that exact same score at the end of the first quarter, and we'll get an update a little bit later on. I'm sure at halftime from Paul Mayo Tarina from the Cardinal Newman Division 3AA game. Nick Madison, Jeff Woodworth here. Jeff, I wanted to talk a little bit about the new leagues. They formed the NBL leagues now has an NBL 1 and an NBL 2. They've decided to take Santa Rosa, which won the Redwood Division this year. They pushed Santa Rosa up into the Oak Division. And they've dropped Annalee down into the Redwood League. And I'm glad to see that St. Vincent's has come in now. They're going to be part of the Redwood League. So
it's about competitive equity here. And, you know, unfortunately, we did do it. We did do an Annaly game. We did one or two. We did one Annaly game earlier. Two Annaly games this year. Sorry. So many football games. It's just brutal. But Annaly, they were, you know, credit the kids for going out there, trying their hardest, not giving up. But sometimes there's just a competitive disadvantage. And when you're sitting here and looking at the Oak Division, you've got heavy hitters like Cardinal Newman, Rancho Cotati, Windsor, Ukiah, and Carrillo do a great job of staying about 500 every year. Santa Rosa winning their league, so they deserve the promotion. But looking over here at the Redwood, St. Vincent doing a great job. You see a smaller school finally getting some love, and they come up into the NBL. That's going to do wonders for that program. And you continue to look. So next year's Redwood division is going to be St. Vincent, Annaly, Healdsburg, Montgomery, El Molino, Piner, and then LC Allen continues to be the question mark because it just seems like they're a game-time decision on whether the program's going to be a go or not. So you just hope that they're able to figure something out so that the kids can play again.
Yeah, I'd like to see LC Allen get back into the football program. A friend of mine, Dallas Packard, is there, and he's trying to get the football team united and get back on there. But I'm very interested to see the Oak Division next year. I was glad that they brought Santa Rosa up. Santa Rosa's a big school. Russell Ponce did a really great job of turning that team season around. They were, I believe at one point, they were 0-4 or 0-5, and they turned it on. They went from a passing team to a running team, and Mason Frost, their running back, had a fantastic season. And Russell Ponce, just, you know, that's what a good coach does. You find what your players can do best, and that's what you do. And Russell Ponce is a very good coach. Santa Rosa deserved to go up. They won the league. There was a lot of talk about Piner going up there because they had such a great team. And I'm really happy to see Terrence Bell and the Piner Prospectors stay back down in the Redwood Division. They had a great season, but for many years, Piner was struggling. So just because they had one great season, let's see them win the league, and then we push you up, Jeff.
I was an advocate for Piner getting pushed up into the Oak Division. I thought, given the success that they had this year, that they might be able to hang with the heavy hitters. But I do agree, upon some more time to sit back and think about it, you know, that was a culture shift that underwent. That school underwent this year, right? You were accustomed to losing. You had to learn how to win again. You scheduled some teams that you could beat up on. You took care of your league. And then, unfortunately, you came up short against Santa Rosa, who, again, like you said, credit Russell Ponce and what he was able to do with that team. Teams take after the attitude and the identities are very, very important. They go hand in hand with teams. Santa Rosa, when we had that first game against Petaluma, they did a great job of airing the ball out. I believe they had three touchdowns of about 60 yards in through the air, and then the offense just kind of fell flat. So there was a little bit more of concentration and effort assigned to the running game. And I'll tell you right now, football players love to hit you in the mouth, and that's what you got to do in the run game. Is you got to be the one to get there, initiate contact, set the tempo, create spaces for your running backs to get going, and that's exactly what Santa Rosa did. So credit them. Best of luck moving forward in the Oak Division.
Yeah, that's a tough division.
But Cardinal. I think the Redwood's going to be the one to watch next year. It's just anybody could win that division.
Yeah, with the competitive equity that I see in there, that's going to be fun. I did want to give a shout out to my buddy Jerry Robinson. This week he received the Bronco Nagurski Legend Award. That was on Monday, December 9th. I believe Jerry Robinson is the greatest athlete in Sonoma County history. Played for Cardinal Newman. Went on to play 13 years in the NFL, 7 years with the Raiders, 6 years with the Philadelphia Eagles. And he is on the all-time 50 list for the UCLA Bruins. I know he's rooting hard for Cardinal Newman. We did get an update from the first quarter. It was 14-7. I'm sure sometime here soon we'll get an update down there. Paul Cronin and the Cardinal Newman Cardinals, your alma mater, they've had two appearances in the state championship. They've come up short. I really think they have a good chance of winning tonight. I picked them to beat El Camino, but that's just me making my prediction.
And in the interest of not trying to jinx anything, I know this isn't going to work well for radio, but I'm not going to comment on that game because I don't want to jinx anything, Nick.
Yeah. Well, you know, all year long we had our top 10, and I thought it was a lot of fun, Jeff, and you and Michael Barabalt. And by the way, Michael Barabalt on assignment tonight couldn't be proved, but Michael did a great job all season long. Really appreciate Michael Barabalt and Joe Pasquini. The four of us would put our heads together, and we came up with our top 10 each week. Our final top 10, Jeff, why don't you give it to him? I thought it was pretty good. I really thought we did a good job on nailing the top 10 teams in our area.
Number 10, we have St. Helena. Number 9, we have Middletown. Number 8 is American Canyon, who was heavy hitters in the beginning of the year. I think something kind of fell off there towards the end with the program. Justin Siena at number 7. Number 6, Piner. Again, look for them to rise next year, especially if Bell continues what he's got going there. Number 5, you have Windsor. Number 4 is Napa. Number 3 is the Cougars, who we're watching right now at Rancho Cotati. And number 2, you have Vintage, and followed by number 1, Cardinal Newman. So the private Catholics dominating the final rankings here, but it's just about the programs are on a whole nother level. Rancho's right there. So, I look forward to seeing this is a great crop of football that we have up here. And I think there was a little knock. Michael and I were talking, earlier in the year when we first started this about how Sonoma County is kind of taking a little bit of a hit here. Its reputation is not, they don't know if it's a football area anymore. And I think this year, kind of with the bounce back year, a lot of resurgence from certain programs, it kind of answered that, like, hey, we got some athletes out here. We know how to play football. It's not just basketball. It's not just baseball. It's not just soccer. We can play ball too.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. We had 6 teams from the North Coast section make it to the state finals, and add number 7 is De La Salle as they're playing tonight. They start at 8 o'clock. I just think the proof is in the pudding. We've had a lot of great football going on here, and I got to give a shout-out to a couple of teams that I think really finished the season strong. Windsor Jaguars, they really played Rancho Cotati super tough. We're leading the Cougars, who are in the state final here. They were leading the Cougars late into the fourth quarter. A couple of scoops and slammed, a scoop and score, and a pick six did the Jaguars in. And then Napa. The Napa Jets did a really good job. They lost to the state champion, Clayton Valley, who last night, Clayton Valley won the state championship, and they beat Napa in the first round of the playoffs. Clayton Valley started off the season 1-4, and they go on to win the state championship. Another team, Milpitas, which is playing for the state championship, started the season 1-6. I mean, that just goes to show you, you're never done. And I got to give a lot of props to the coaches of those teams and those players that kept working hard and ended up in the state championship. I'm really rooting hard for Milpitas and really happy with the North Coast section, Jeff. I'm so proud to be doing these games and at KSRO this season. Jim Murphy, Kathy Slack, Kevin Wadlinger, yourself, you guys did a great job of putting these games on Friday night's game of the week. Joe Pasquini in there worked his tail off all season long. It's been such a delight to do these games. I'm hoping we'll be back and do it next season. The early in the season, we had Novato Chevrolet was our title sponsor. Really a lot of props to Ray Malgrady and Novato Chevrolet. And then in these last two games, Patrick from Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas has stepped up. So let's send it back to Joe Pasquini in the studio. This is Nick Madison, Jeff Woodworth from Rancho Cotati, the Division 3A state championship. Rancho Cotati leads Bakersfield Christian 14-7 here at halftime.
For 35 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dental professionals in the Bay Area and beyond. Thoughtfully constructed dental appliances require 90% less chair time to seat and a huge selection of artistic colors and special effects for that one-of-a-kind smile. Marin Orthodontics has a state-of-the-art 3D printer so your dentist can send scans. Ask your dental professional to use Marin Orthodontics. That's marinorthodontics.com. Simply the best.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.